You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Communications Minister Annika Wells defends a taxpayer-funded trip to New York. An investigation underway after 12 homes destroyed in fires on the New South Wales Central Coast. And in sports, Oscar Piastri aiming to win the Formula One World Championship. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News. Communications Minister Annika Wells has again defended the use of government expense entitlements. Officials at a Senate estimates hearing earlier this week confirmed nearly $100,000 had been spent on flights for the minister and two staffers to attend the UN General Assembly in September. Ms. Wells says the trip to the New York General Assembly was essential to build international support for the government's social media ban. She told Sky News that the Optus 000 crisis also required her attention.
I absolutely understand that any ordinary Australian would look in those black and white figures and have a gut reaction. I completely understand that. Where I'm coming from is my duties as the comms minister, two really important things. We're talking about lives being lost in both these situations. We had tragic loss of life in the Optus crisis that we only found out about 24 hours after it had all happened. And we have had teens lose their lives and their parents bravely give up their own time, their own efforts to try and see reform around the world.
Fire investigators from the Rural Fire Service are assessing the cause of the fires on the central coast of New South Wales that have destroyed at least 12 homes. An update on the damage assessment is also being carried out after wind and other challenging weather conditions resulted in a spike in fires over the last 24 hours. Trent Curtin, Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, says it's a reminder for residents to be prepared for the fast and erratic way some fires develop.
We've still got concerns in the Coolywong area at the moment for fire activity. As the southerly change comes through at the moment, we're seeing winds at about 40 kilometres an hour with gusts higher than 40 kilometres an hour. This is an example of what we might see through the upcoming summer season. We're asking everyone to take this warning and to take the time now to prepare themselves.
People in Hong Kong are preparing to vote to elect members of Hong Kong's 90-member Legislative Council. The vote today takes place less than a fortnight after a massive fire engulfed seven towers in a high-rise apartment complex, killing at least 159 people in the financial hub's worst blaze since 1948. With China's crackdown on pro-democracy campaigners in recent years, the voter turnout will be a key barometer of public sentiment towards the government and its handling of the fire. Hong Kong resident Trent Huang says the election comes at the worst time.
Honestly, it's infuriating. I think it lacks respect. This has been a very tough week for the entire Hong Kong population. Everyone is still mourning, and I really don't think everything else would be the first priority except paying tribute and making sure all the victims and all the people being affected by the fire has been well taken care of beforehand.
Nearly 40% of incumbents, including household names and mildly vocal politicians, are stepping aside for this election. More candidates with mainland Chinese business links, as well as more members of Chinese Parliament, are joining the race. Indigenous award-winning producer, artistic director and actor Auntie Rhoda Roberts has been honoured by members of the community for her leadership. A proud Budjalung woman, Rhoda Roberts has just finished performing her latest work called My Cousin Frank at the Sydney Opera House. The one-woman show tells the story of her first cousin, Frank Roberts, the first Aboriginal boxer signed to the Australian Olympic team. Award-winning singer-songwriter Troy Cassadaly told NITV he and many others owe a great deal to Auntie Rhoda Roberts and her mentorship.
And she was very encouraging about culture. She used to say to me, always be yourself, don't ever think you have to change. And it was something I think I carried with me from that first conversation I had with her on Deadly Sounds. And she just set the tone every time, which was beautiful and made me feel really comfortable to yarn.
In Formula One, Oscar Piastri remains a chance to win the Formula One World Championship after positioning himself third behind Max Verstappen and Lando Norris in qualifying at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. It will be the first time the final race has had more than two drivers still in the frame since a four-way battle in 2010. Piastri says he's remaining positive in his outlook.
Honestly, pretty good. I think Q1, I got a nice lap on the board, and it was the first good lap I've done all weekend, so it was nice to kind of set myself a baseline for the rest of quali. I think in Q3 things felt good. You know, my lap was pretty good, and I think Lando's lap was pretty good. So I think that was more or less all we had.
That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos.